From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The UN General Assembly overwhelmingly adopted a resolution rejecting the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to move its embassy there. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke at the UN.
To its shame, the United Nations has long been a hostile place for the state of Israel. Both the current and the previous Secretary Generals have objected to the UN's disproportionate focus on Israel. It's a wrong that undermines the credibility of this institution, and that in turn is harmful for the entire world.
Haley went on to say the Trump administration will remember the countries which voted for the measure, keep it in mind if they ever seek help from Washington. Earlier this month, President Trump said the U.S. considers Jerusalem the Israeli capital, started the process of moving the U.S. embassy there. UN Security Council is expected to vote later today on another round of targeted sanctions aimed at improving or imposing even stricter restrictions on North Korea's crude oil imports, which fuel its weapons programs. The proposed sanctions come in response to Pyongyang's November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea claims is capable of delivering nuclear warheads anywhere in the continental United States. It was Pyongyang's third ICBM test this year and its 20th ballistic missile launch of 2017. Trump administration condemning this week's ballistic missile attack by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels, apparently against the Saudi royal palace. White House and Saudi leaders have accused Iran of arming Houthi rebels in violation of a UN resolution. This is VOA News.